today. Bit of housekeeping, and I think many of y'all that met us that have been on previous calls, to please hit *6 to mute your line. With so many people on the call, it's imperative that everyone do this in order for all of us to hear. So again, please hit *6 to mute your line, and then hit *6 again to unmute your line when you wish to speak. So again, thank you all for making the time to be with us today, because as a community and as an industry, we are in this together. As we know, it is a continually evolving situation on the national, state, and local level from the global pandemic. The number of COVID-19 positive cases continues to skyrocket. As of this morning, there were 14,747 statewide, and we've seen the numbers grow in our own community to 68 COVID-19 positive cases as of this morning here in our community, and that number will continue to grow. We know that this is a human crisis, and it is an economic crisis. I would like to take a moment on the call to acknowledge the healthcare and EMTs and paramedics that are on the front line of this fight every single day, because without them, we would not survive this pandemic. So again, I really wanted to take a moment to acknowledge our healthcare workers, all of them, everyone in the EMTs and paramedics that are on the front line of this every single day. So again, please keep that in mind and to acknowledge them whenever you have the opportunity to. I also want to highlight just real briefly, and wondering if anyone else saw the article in this past Sunday's Tallahassee Democrat on TMH's projected impact of COVID-19 on our community. Again, it was in this past Sunday's Tallahassee Democrat interviewing Mark O'Brien and Carlos Campos, Dr. Carlos Campos, and again, and talking with both of them. To kind of brief those who may not have seen the very informative but yet frightening piece, TMH's modeling predicts that our COVID-19 cases will peak here in June. Again, that is June, and very likely overwhelming our region's healthcare system, not just TMH. This is also, I mean, obviously, TMH being, you know, the largest of the hospitals, but looking even at utilizing every single region as well. The TMH modeling predicts, again, that the COVID-19 cases will peak here in June. Again, there was they talked about this in the article, and I believe that, you know, the local leadership here at our county and city certainly are understanding this, have, you know, certainly been briefed from TMH, and I think they're now operating from that perspective. So it's imperative that we continue, you know, social and physical distancing and comply with the stay-at-home order, again, to flatten that curve. And that's really what it is. So our healthcare systems, you know, are not overwhelmed, or to the degree we can manage that, because without the management and the human intervention of what we're doing, it is going to be a very dire situation. It was, there was one quote in the article that struck me that said, we are one local event away from a tsunami. Because really, like, we all see it on the media clips and even on social media channels, that you see people still getting together, and congregating where they really shouldn't be, especially now that, you know, here in our own community, it's been confirmed that we have community spread. So I found the article. Again, if you haven't seen, I encourage you to go check it out. Again, this is in Sunday's paper. That our future is really in our hands, and we are in this together, and we will get through this together. But it's clear this is going to be a marathon and not a sprint. So definitely, like I said, if we're looking at peaking in June, this is a marathon and not a sprint. But we can do this, Tallahassee. I know we can. These calls are provided to share learning, to share knowledge, and share support for each other. And we're going to mix it up on the call today and also going forward. We have invited several guest speakers on different topics to be on the call this morning, and then we will open up the call to hear from you. Again, very, very excited about the guest speakers that we have on the line with us today. First, we'll be hearing from Christina Paredes. She is the Director of the Office of Economic Vitality to share updates on financial and technical resources available to our community. Next, we will hear from a very cool and innovative program to support our local restaurants. Y'all may have heard of it. It's called the Sausage Stimulus. Yes, I said Sausage Stimulus. Justin Cruz from the Tally Mac Shack is on the line, and we'll share an update on the partnership between the Tally Mac Shack and Register's Meat Company in Cottondale and partnering with over 15 local restaurants. So we're going to hear about the sausage stimulus this morning. And lastly, but certainly not least, we will hear from Shington Lammy from the Leon County Office of Human Services and Community Partners, with a special request for hotels specifically to assist with a critical need in our community. So we're going to start off with Christina, then turn it over to Justo, and then to Shington. So welcome, Christina Paredes from OEV. Thank you so much for joining us on the call today.
Terry, thank you so much for having me on the call to talk to the tourism industry. We appreciate the circumstances that you're all facing. Terry recapped everything very nicely earlier in the call. I wanted to go over our grant process, how that has been performing, as well as talk to you about some of the state and federal resources out there, provide you with my contact information so you can reach out to me if you have any questions. On March 25th, the city and the county approved a local grant program to serve as a bridge to the bridge, basically providing a quick cash infusion to our local businesses through a grant for those with 50 employees or less. We had an overwhelming response within the first 12 days of activation and granted out that $1 million to 489 businesses, which they employed just over 4,400 people. We received over 700 applications when we closed the application process Monday at 5 p.m. Of that, we had the majority of our grants we received from restaurants and bars. We had 77 restaurants and bars apply and receive the grant, 13 within the entertainment area, and we had 6 hotels on the under 50 employees that applied and received the grant, and a slew of professional services in there as well. And so we were very pleased with how that performed. Again, we were very surprised that we ran out of the money quickly within less than 12 days. And we'll be taking a full report to the city and the county next week. The federal government recently passed their CARES Act. That's providing a lot of assistance to our small businesses, so pretty much anybody under 500 employees. And the payroll protection program is one that is pretty invaluable if you are looking at a payroll. Portions of that can be forgiven on that. And we just want to encourage you to start with your local bank first, ask and see if they are participating in the payroll protection program, and if they're not, our office has a list of banks that here locally that are SBA-approved lenders, and we can connect you into one of those banks. One thing that is important to note, when you look at these federal programs, the SBA has two programs, the Payroll Protection Program and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. If you applied for an SBA loan, economic injury loan, prior to the passage of the CARES Act, you can also apply for the Payroll Protection Program. However, if you applied after the passage of the CARES Act, you can only choose one of those loans. You can't stack the economic injury and the Payroll Protection Program. You can't stack the two of them if you're just now applying. There's some great resources out there for question and answers. One of the big ones I had yesterday on a call was, do 1099s count on my payroll? They count when you're applying for the state emergency bridge loan. They do not count when you're applying for the payroll protection. Those 1099s that may be on your payroll, they can apply separately on their own for the payroll protection program. And I know that's a lot of information. Applications have been changing. Even Monday, I had a couple of folks that I've been working with that have replied three different times because the forms have changed. So we recognize that the process can be frustrating, and there's a lot of questions out there. So if you have any questions or would like some resources on the best frequently asked questions on these programs, please do reach out to me. I'll give you my direct number, which is 850-597-6340. Again, that's 850-597-6340. And we're happy to answer any questions that you may have. We also have our resource guide that's available online, too, that provides you a nice overview of what's out there and a summary of all the links. And Carrie, again, thank you for having me on the call today.
Thank you, Christina. I really appreciate the update. And, again, congratulations on a very, very successful, talk about an efficient and effective, you know, grant program, but to reach nearly 500 businesses at, you know, heck, nearly, you know, 20% of those in hospitality and tourism, again, very, very valuable, and really appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. Next, would like to welcome Justo Cruz from Pally Mac Chef. Are you on the call?
I am, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Please share with everybody about the sausage stimulus.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I know Ben Kemper, owner of Register Sausage, is also on the line, and I'll take the lead.
Great.
I'm sure he can jump in if there's anything that needs to be. But Ben and I have been long friends during, you know, our hospitality realm. Starting in March, we decided to come forth with a sausage in which we would collaborate on. And doing so, we would incorporate cheese and jalapenos into the first sausage known as our Fire Station Dalmatian. This is one of three in the series. The idea was to look at the restaurants and hospitality from a restaurant's perspective and see how we could effectively help keep restaurants open, one, but two, generate a source of income. And when you look at a restaurant, the protein on the plate is probably the most expensive item that the restaurant is pushing out to its customers. So in doing so, we decided to donate the special sausage to 15 restaurants here in Tallahassee. And in doing so, we launched our promotion starting in March with you know, influencers and people in the community trying the sausages out for test control. April 1st was the first day we dropped it off to restaurants. The 15 restaurants included Madison Social, Cardo's, Couch's, Backwoods Bistro, Jerry's Cafe, to list a few others. We also included one brewery in that offered the packaging of the sausage exclusively, which is Deep Brewery. The idea was we can give the restaurants a leg up before they hit the grocery store, but also build enough hype between the community to have customers with a takeout carryout model. It's no secret, when you look at a model like that, restaurants prior to the COVID crisis, it's a 10 to 12% gross of their business. And now we're forced to take our 90% customer in model and flip it to that 10 to 12%. But also, we're also promoting the stay at home and social distancing. So being able to come in, drive through, pick it up, and go back home. April 6th, we launched our T-shirt event, the Sausage Stimulus T-shirt. In doing so, we're hoping that that revenue will continue to make the program succeed and keep the program going forward. April 9th will be the first day that we drop into grocery. We're going to hit grocery from Panama City, Dothan, to the Tallahassee, and inside of Thomasville. Groceries will be available at Publix, Winn-Dixie, working on Walmart as we speak now, Piggly Wiggly's, Fresh or Less, and a few others. Harvey's, I believe, in Havana will also be carrying this. April 17th, we're going to start a second round of drive. We're going to continue providing sausages to the first 15 restaurants here in Tallahassee. We're going to continue to grow, but we're also going to grow inside the Panhandle. We're going to bring in some more restaurants from Tallahassee. We're going to include some from Panama City Beach and also travel up to Thomasville. I know we have Liam's on the next round already, which we're extremely excited about. We're looking May, Memorial Day weekend. We know it's a big weekend that's big in barbecues and parties. We're going to be dropping a second round of our sausage. It's going to be our Cajun Canine. It's going to be a cheddar-infused and Dewey sausage. And the idea is to promote the stay-at-home barbecue with family and continue the social distancing. So the idea of the project is not only to keep restaurants afloat with different incomes, different revenue streams, but, of course, at this point in time, families are at home more than ever. And so if we can promote the family barbecue and keeping interest within our closed doors here at home, we're hoping that people will stay at home and continue the social distancing. Ben, I know you're on the line. If you want to add anything, please step up.
Yeah. So the only thing that I would really add, and this is just kind of maybe to fill in some blanks or color in some lines, is that, a big part of this for us and the kind of the passion behind it is that we feel a sense of responsibility, for us in the meat world. We do a lot of business in grocery, and on the grocery end, I mean, obviously, things went through the roof overnight, and through some conversation with Justin, he was explaining kind of the plight of the restaurant and the local hospitality business, and we had been working and collaborating together for a while, but it was kind of a sense of, we know that there's a lot of people, you're just talking about with the loans and all that stuff. It's phenomenal stuff. But feeling that general sense of responsibility, I mean, we have been very fortunate to be in a business in the middle of this COVID deal that has just gone through the roof. And so there's a little bit of, honestly, kind of survivor's guilt with that. But we have just looked at it and said, I mean, how can we help? How can we as, business owners and people take responsibility for the people that are around us who are going through some really extraordinary difficult stuff because of this virus? And so for us, I mean, it was just a no-brainer to say, if we can help to alleviate some of the cost of the highest cost of an item, because with any business, right, there's the revenue side of it, there's the how we're going to continue to make payroll, but a big part of that is just lowering expenses. So if we can help out on that end, man, we are just honored to be a part of a lot of these restaurant stories. And I would just say this on behalf of the restaurant: they have done a phenomenal job of creating some really creative things, everything from pizza toppings to multiple different breakfast items, the sausage dogs on the stage. Made a sausage dog more beautiful than I have ever seen in my life, I think. And so they've just done some phenomenal some things with it. So it's been really cool, and we've had so much community support. We're really when we thought about this, we just thought we were just going to give some sausage to some folks, but it's really turned into much more than I think I ever thought it would be. And so we're just really appreciative of all the support and just being on the line right now.
Gary, I will say one more thing if I can. The restaurants we have in Tallahassee are extremely resilient. I think we're seeing that across the United States itself. We have creative owners coming up with different ways, from packagings to sidecar pickup to deliveries to different types of promotions and marketing. I will say that we are honored to have these businesses participating in this program, and it wouldn't be a success without them. So let's not hold flight from them as well.
Yeah, and one last thing. This is to toot Huso's horn a little bit. He's a phenomenal chef and cook and flavor stuff. I got feedback from a restaurant owner last night that exclusively almost does breakfast, and he tasted it. Was really helpful in the collaboration and the kind of what the cheese and the jalapeno, what the whole blend looks like and feels like. And we got the feedback last night where this guy said, "I breakfast for a living, I think might be the best sausage I've ever had." So we're thrilled at how everything's come out.
That is wonderful. Ben, and just so, I mean, this is for Tally Mac-Shack, you know, and Registers Meat Company in Cottondale for you guys to get together and come up with such an incredible program. And I want to make sure everybody realizes, too, you are giving these sausages to the restaurant. They are providing them at no cost to the restaurant, again, as you heard them say, which the protein is typically the largest, you know, portion of the food cost. And so for them to do that, again, my hat's off to you. I think it's incredibly clever. I'm so excited to hear that it will be going into grocery stores. That's tomorrow? Is that right? Did you say?
Yeah, that's right.
Yay! It's going to the public tomorrow?
And part of it for us too, and I just said this in there, we're as the meat company, we're operated out of Cottondale. But my dad and I, who co-own the company, we are as Tallahassee as the day is long. I stand here in Myers Park neighborhood, historic neighborhood at my house, where we could hit a sandwich to Cascade. So it's just, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, us just taking responsibility for the community that we love and have lived in for our entire life. Anyway, continue on.
Very grateful for both of you all, and thank you, and great. I just got a great visual of the Myers Park or the sand wedge there. So, but again, really appreciate all that you are doing, and really appreciate again that you are still, like, you know, you're doing good. It's really a win-win-win for everybody. I love the you know, what's coming up for the Cajun Canine. One, and again, I'm really promoting about the family barbecue. Stay home, stay safe. I really appreciate that you're including that message in there. And it's funny you say that about Sage. My neighbor was just telling me they ordered takeout from Sage, and they're also using the sausage with oysters. They're having it with oysters. And it's the proceeds from that entree or that item. I think it's like one of the small plates. That all the proceeds from that go to staff, since they had to lay out all their staff. So they've got a
full list
on their menu, as I understand. But that particular one with the oysters, anytime, and my neighbor was so happy, so excited about this, that they were able to get some great food while knowing they were helping to provide some funding for the staff that had been laid off. So again, really great stuff, and really appreciate all that you all are doing. Does anybody have any questions for Ben or just so on the line?
This is Christina. Did you say that you have sausage stimulus T-shirts too?
We do, and I was going to plug it at the very end. But for anyone listening and anyone, my contact info, my personal cell phone is 941-238-7426. And please feel free to reach out at any restaurants that you have in mind that maybe want to participate in this program. But also if there's any ideas or if we can help kind of create and model this for other people around the community and outside of Tallahassee. But, yes, T-shirts can be purchased at our Square Marketplace. Pick up tallymacshack.com. That's P-I-C-K-U-P, Tally, T-A-L-L-Y, M-A-C-S-H-A-C-K, .com. Yep, and they're for sale.
Okay, will you talk about your number one more time real quick, just in case anybody missed that?
Yeah, of course. My personal cell phone number is 941-238-7426.
Great idea, and it's been so much fun, you know, for us to be promoting sausage stimulus and dirty dogs. We're having a little bit of fun with that. So thank you guys. This is just a great program. Thank you very much for this innovative approach.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're honored to have your support. So thank you for all you're doing.
Great. Thank you all very much. Really appreciate you joining us today and giving us the update on the sausage stimulus. And we will have you back again in a future call to continue the update so everyone's aware of all your great products. And I know we've also been doing what we can to promote your fabulous program. So, again, thank you very much for doing what you're doing for the community, for the restaurant, for the industry. Really, thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
So,
if I could, I'd like to just put our social media posts out there. We're at Tally Mac Shack at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And why that's important is we allow the restaurant to kind of take over our social media account. We have a very strong following here in Tallahassee through Mac Shack. And what we're doing is we're highlighting the restaurants plus the dishes that they're putting out with the description of ingredients, how to find them, how to contact them. And so what we're thinking that's going to help you too is, for example, people may not know that the restaurant exists here in Tallahassee, although they have their own strong followings. And by putting it all in one catalog through Tally Mac Shack and also at Register Sausage, we're allowing the community to go to one place to find an index of all 15 restaurants with pictures.
Perfect. That's a great resource. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's great. Okay. Well, thank you again for joining us. Now I'd like to welcome Shington Lammy thank him for joining us on the call today. Shington.
Thank you, Carrie. So far, this call has gotten me very hungry. But good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone. So I wanted to share with you where we need some help. I'm sorry. Give me one second. Ooh, okay. So I wanted to share with you where we need some help with the services that our hotels provide in responding to COVID-19. As you know, the CDC requires that a person who tests positive for COVID-19 or has been exposed to someone with COVID-19 to either self-isolate or self-quarantine for about 14 days at home if they don't require hospitalization. But a home is not an option for some of our homeless. Many depend on the services of our shelters, but the CDC guidelines also say that congregate shelters like the Kearney Center and Hope Community are not appropriate because it may lead to the spread of the virus within those facilities. Some best practices that we see happening throughout the country as well as Florida is to place homeless individuals with COVID-19 in hotels where they can self-isolate as recommended by the CDC and the Leon County Health Department. In fact, FEMA will reimburse counties, cities, and other organizations for the cost of hotel rooms for individuals with COVID-19. So that brings me to the need in our community. Let me start by saying that according to our health department, we do not have any positive cases of COVID-19 in Tallahassee, Leon County, within our homeless population. But to prepare and plan for such a case, the county, in partnership with the City of Tallahassee and the Bibbin Continuous Care, is looking to reserve either a block of rooms, a hotel wing, or even an entire property to house individuals that test positive for COVID-19. As I mentioned, the focus would primarily be on the homeless, but this could potentially include some of our first responders that test positive. The county and city and COC will coordinate on the management of the rooms, provide security and meals. The health department will monitor the health of the individuals and coordinate medical care. We've developed a plan with our homeless providers on how and when we use the hotel rooms. We're open to negotiations about costs. But we just need rooms as soon as possible, so that way we can, again, be able to plan for this winter to occur. As Carrie mentioned, TMH is planning for a surge, and so we want to be able to plan for that also. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions or entertain any offers, either on this call or you can reach me by cell phone at area code 305-989-7831. Again, 305-989-7831. But your help will be greatly appreciated in this effort.
Great. Thank you, Shington. Thank you for sharing your contact information as well for those that hotels that may be on the call. We're also going to send a communication out to our hotels with again, kind of detailing this request and really appreciate you being proactive, Shinkton. That's really what we need to be doing, is getting things prepared and lined up so when that surge does come, we've already taken the steps, we've readied ourselves for it, and again, and so we're better prepared to manage it and mitigate it. Again, really do appreciate you being proactive. Like I said, Shinkton, again, your number is 305-989-7831. Is that correct?
That is correct. And then also, Carrie, you can share my email address at lamys@leoncountyfl.gov. lamys@leoncountyfl.gov.
Great. Thank you, Shinkton, and thank you again for all that you do in our community and your leadership and service. Thank you. I'd now like to open it up for comments from anyone on the call. Anyone like to share some updates, comments, observations, et cetera? So I'll open it up for anybody. Oh, everybody's being shy.
Greg here.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. I've been working with Greg Cohen and I am Lofty Pursuits.
Thank you.
I've got you on speakerphone. Let me fix that. Greg Cohen from Lofty Pursuits. I've been working with a firm called Bite Heist that's been very helpful in integrating our own delivery system so we do not have to use or count on the DoorDashes and the Grubhubs of the world and their large percentage. If you go through Cheney Brothers, if you use them as a distributor, they're free to use, which is how I stumbled across them. And they're developing very nicely and very quickly, and they're very responsive. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Thank you. That's a good bit of Bite Heist, you said?
Bite Heist. Anyone can get a hold of me at lofty@pd.net, and I'll forward you on to the owner. It's a pretty good system, and you can just go to Lofty Pursuits and see how we've implemented it, to see if it sort of fits what you're interested in. It's got a better workflow than most of the ones that are out there that I've stumbled across, and I've been testing everything.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. Anyone else have any comments, updates, questions?
Good morning, Carrie. This is Kathleen Spihar calling from COCA.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for this call. This has been a really terrific conversation. At COCA, I just wanted to make folks aware that we have a new initiative started on Monday. It's called Poems to Go, and it's a partnership that we've worked out with OEB and the restaurants, the Open for Takeout initiative. So if especially for any restaurant owners out there, if you are interested in participating in Poem to Go, we have poems that we are distributing to restaurants to be bundled with any of the takeout. And the goal of this program is to create more visibility for the restaurants, to increase frequency of takeout, and then also to partner with restaurants that we haven't had a chance to do that with yet, and also to just get this positive message out to our community right now. So contact me if you're interested at Kathleen at TallahasseeArts.org, or you can contact me. I'll give you my phone number, which is 651-276-9262. Feel free to text or call me if you're interested in participating in that initiative. I also wanted to let folks know that we're continuing to populate our TAG site, our Tallahassee Arts Guide site, with all sorts of online events and activities. So if you know of online events and activities that we can feature, it's a free service. We're looking for people. We're looking for events. It's really kind of exploded in the last week, and we want to make sure we take those events and activities and also distribute those to our other partners that want to know what else is going on in Tallahassee, especially in the arts and culture community. I also wanted to plug that there is a Zoom webinar on April 13th. It's about how to make money off of Zoom and Zoom events. So if you're interested in that, please just reach out to me and I can give you some additional information. We're also in our social media booths, which have been really popular the last week or so, with the content that of all these activities that are now going on in online in Tallahassee and Leon County. We've been also boosting them to Jacksonville and Orlando and other important tourism designations, just to make sure if folks remember that after right now we miss them. We're looking forward to future visits with you and just to, you know, continue to get to know us here in Tallahassee and Leon County.
Great. Thank you, Kathleen, for that update, and appreciate the poems to go. Lord knows any some positive messages are always welcome and encouraged. So glad to hear you all are doing that poems to go initiative with the restaurant. And also you bring up a point that we've been sharing with all of our partners, and again, it bears worth repeating. Exactly that. Make sure everyone is utilizing their social media channels to just keep Tallahassee out there. Make sure they know the lights are on. We're a great place, and I know many of you already do this, are doing this. We've talked about it on previous calls, but again, it's worth repeating. Again, just to make sure we are out there showing how wonderful and cool we are. And that when the time is right, we can't wait to welcome them here and be happy to see them. But again, just not so much with a call to action, but just look at all the great stuff we have going on. So again, appreciate what you're doing, Kathleen, and all the partners that are doing that. I've seen a number of us. Again, thank you for doing that. It really does make a difference, and it will continue to make a difference when it does come time for us to get on the other side of this and start marketing again. Although, as we know, I think keep in mind this is a marathon and not a sprint. So again, we may be looking at August, September, etc. So again, keeping Tallahassee out there within social media is imperative. While people are what we're calling, they're still like kind of daydreaming and thinking, boy, when this turns around, here's where I want to go, here's what I want to do. So again, the people are looking, they're in that kind of daydreaming stage right now of when we are on the other side of this. So again, we want to make sure that Tallahassee's in consumers' consideration set. Does anyone else have any comments or updates, things they would like to share?
Carrie, this is clear. Christine again, I forgot in my update to let everybody know that tomorrow at 2:00, the Tallahassee Chamber is hosting a webinar on the CARES Act. Thomas Howell Ferguson is going to be one of the presenters. They have a really great resource for businesses on their website to answer questions about the payroll protection program. So if you're interested in getting some of your questions answered, I recommend that you dial in and watch that webinar. That's at 2:00 tomorrow. And let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
And is that via the chamber, you said? The Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce is offered by them?
Yes, they are putting, they are putting it on.
Okay, so everybody go check out their website and see, and if you're, a member, definitely take advantage of that. Again, I don't know if they're opening it up to everybody, but if you're not, maybe a good time to become a member with the resources that they're putting out. So again, thank you so much for letting people know about that webinar. Thank you.
Hey, Carrie, okay, this is Michelle with Marriott. How are you?
Thanks for joining the call.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just a question for you guys. One, for the hospitality industry, we're trying to use, kind of a hashtag don't cancel, rebook kind of thing. So what are you guys seeing in terms of trends for the business that has canceled, postponed, rebooking, and when they're doing that? When are they rebooking? What's kind of the trend or the segments that you guys are seeing right now with the business returning to Tallahassee?
Well, I certainly would ask if other properties as far as what they're seeing, but from what I understand, where we are is people are, again, just considering things, haven't seen, anything from a concrete rebooking. I think everybody's still kind of waiting to see when we're going to get to the bottom of this. And when it will peak and we can get on the other side. I'll ask Janet Roach if she's on the call, if there's anything particular, but I think everybody now is in kind of a a wait mode and not haven't quite pulled the trigger on booking yet. Again, I think everybody's still in the consideration set of looking at things and kind of teeing things up for when they're ready, but I've not heard of anybody actually having some of these groups and meetings actually rebooking, but I'll see if Janet has, because that's truly, I mean, her area, and she's, I mean, working with all that to see what she may have heard. Janet, are you on the call? The star six to unmute.
Janet, and the sports segment as well. You know, I'd love to see an update on meetings and, you know, conventions and sports. You know, that'd be kind of a nice update for us to have.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, thank you, everybody. So, as Carrie mentioned, we're really just trying to assess everything. We, right now, we're in a situation where our venues don't know when they're going to reopen. So we've been in touch with all the special event groups and all of our granted groups, and sports has contacted all of their groups, and we're just waiting to find out when, you know, for example, if there's a tournament that's supposed to be held at Florida State, we don't know when Florida State's opening, so it's going to be difficult to rebook that event until we know. So there's a lot of, you know, speculating and people kind of putting in possible dates. But as Carrie mentioned, we're not seeing contracts being signed for new dates now. Some hotels may have individual groups that they've moved into another month. Our hope is that once we are on the other side, or at least we can anticipate when we can pick a date that works, then we would work and, you know, hopefully, ideally, our fall and our, you know, winter, you know, we can, with football, and hopefully we can get into that and be able to book some groups that would like to come. I know Amanda with sports and Joe with sports, they have a number of sporting events that would love to continue coming, but we don't know when that is yet. And right now, all of our meetings and conventions have canceled through June. You know, we have hotels that are at limited capacity, and we do have one reported hotel that's closed. So, you know, it's kind of a tough time. So I wish I had a better answer. But we, as a sales team, have been working very hard to kind of tee everything up as best we can and anticipate, you know, the next step.
Thank you, Janet. And Michelle, to your point, we will certainly be the first ones to share once we start seeing signs of confidence of where groups are booking. Right now it is very squishy again, and talking with a lot of the grants, as Janet said, is everyone, you know, they want to reschedule, but we're just not seeing that happen because there just isn't the confidence of on the timing of things. But we will certainly let you know, again, what we are seeing and hearing. And again, having already one hotel, major hotel property closed, until June, it was certainly, again, not unusual in the sense that it's happening in other destinations as well. So it's not surprising that it's happening here, but it's still jarring nonetheless. But thank you for your question, Michelle. We will absolutely keep everyone informed, and when we start seeing any type of turnaround. And Michelle, I'll ask you, since you're here, I mean, have you seen anything in any other hoteliers that are on the call that may want to, you know, kind of share an observation as well? With the governor issuing the stay-at-home executive order last week, from a hotelier standpoint, are you guys seeing anything different this week since the governor did execute that executive order for stay-at-home? Have you guys seen any drop in occupancy? I mean, even though, again, I know it's really wasn't strong, but have you seen anything different?
I mean, I can say not anything different from prior to that announcement, you know, because the leisure travel segment and the corporate travel segment really isn't there right now. It's more kind of the government travel
right.
segment. But, you know, in terms of business returning, we're seeing business returning in June, July, August, you know, and they're moving forward. But, you know, I didn't know if you guys just had some big groups that had to cancel and or postpone that that are definite rebooks, or is there anything, you know, big coming on board for next year that, you know, the hoteliers can look forward to? They can perhaps, you know, go back to their ownership groups and say, hey, this is kind of what's coming down the pipeline.
I appreciate that. The sales team is working hard, working with all the groups and the events, encouraging them to rebook, offering assistance to rebook, you know, all the, you know, what can we do to get them to rebook with all the groups that they are in touch with. And again, we're just not, no one is in our context has, you know, definitively confirmed at this point.
The dates that people have requested, you know, when they're moving their dates are, some have fallen on some football date weekends, and, you know, the dates they had initially were a different rate versus, you know, a fall football rate. So, I mean, that's one thing that's just educating folks of the community and the, you know, demand and everything. So, all right, that's it. Thanks.
Carrie, if I can add that we do have some groups in the fall and in the winter, especially with sporting, that are booked, and some others that have rescheduled. So there is some positive at the end of this. We're just waiting for, you know, the ones that have canceled to find the right dates and the right venues for them to rebook.
Carrie, this is Jennifer Schaefer.
Yeah, hey, hi, Jennifer.
Hey, I just wanted to throw in that we do have a facility booked for August 8th. We're going to have our Springtime Tallahassee, the Jubilee in the Park aspect of it that has all the vendors. We're going to reschedule that for August 8th, obviously keeping that fluid as we continue to see what happens with the pandemic. But the Northwater Fairgrounds has been really gracious in giving us a contract for that date. Just to let people know that we are, we will start bringing in vendors, contracts, and things like that for that event.
Yeah, that's great to hear, and I think that's it. You start seeing glimmers of hope in August and September, and then, you know, but again, based on the TMH model,
right.
Again, we're peaking in June. Again, we've just got to see how this goes, but I certainly appreciate any business on the book. And again, underscoring what Janet said, we have events on the events haven't changed for the fall right now. This is just definitely more as we're looking out into 90 days, 120 days. That's really the window we're seeing. The ones that had committed in the fall are still on the book. And again, working with the ones that are uncertain right now that haven't rebooked definitively, working with them to get them to do so. So again, really appreciate everybody's effort in that regard to retain and secure any business that we can. Is there anyone else on the call that would like to share updates this morning? Okay, well, hearing none, I did want to let everyone know about another really, I think, really interesting resource that just added a new feature. The Florida Health Department, that is floridahealth.gov, they have an interactive map that shows the number of COVID-19 patients, and you can sort it by zip code. You see not only every county, but then you can zero in on the county, the particular county. And again, it's a GIS map, but it's floridahealth.gov is the Florida Health Department's website. The map is on there. I think if I can give you the straight link, it's fdoh.map.arcgis.com. That may take you directly to the map, but it's definitely accessible from floridahealth.gov or fdoh.map.arcgis.com. Again, it's got some interesting features on this map. Again, all GIS-based, but it's a really useful resource that gets updated in real time. So, again, definitely something you may want to keep track of. Okay, kind of wrapping up, just saying thank you all so very much for being on the call with us this morning. If you have other ideas or suggestions of other speakers that you would like to present to be considered to be on a future call, please let us know. We've got several more certainly that we're reaching out to for future calls. But again, want to make sure we're providing a wide variety of speakers speaking on a variety of topics. Again, to make this call as valuable as possible for you. Again, to share learning, share knowledge, and to support each other. So again, thank you so much for being with us this morning. As you know, we are all in this together and we will get through this together. Please continue to share updates with us on things that you're doing. Please continue to do social posts, and please go buy some sausage. We know we will rebound and the future will be brighter, we can do this, Tallahassee. So again, thank you very much for being on the call with us this morning, and we'll look forward to the call next week. Thank you, and have a great rest of your week. Stay well and stay safe.